Hello children, this is Sister Aduni again. Today we'll be talking about prayer hand. If you look at your hand, you've got five fingers on both hands. So basically, each of them represents something that links to your prayer. So your thumb, the one that is very close to your heart, means you should pray for friends and family. Those are the people that we need to remember when we are praying. We need to intercede for them. We need to pray for them. And your index finger, which is the pointer finger, says pray for those who point you to the truth, inspire and minister to you. So that is your pointer finger, your index finger. And then the middle finger, which is the tallest finger, says pray for leadership of the church and government. Pray for leadership of the church and government. And the weakest finger, which is the number four, is the weakest finger. It says pray for those in trouble and in pain, which means anyone that you see around you that is in trouble of any form, we need to intercede for them. We need to pray with them. We need to pray for them. Or those that are in the hospital going through some little things, maybe they are in pain and they cannot help themselves. So all you need to do is to pray for them. Maybe someone that you can see or you can hear about their situation far away from you, you can pray for them as well. No one is too small to pray. You can intercede for your parents as well. And then the smallest finger, which is the one that is the tiniest one anyway, the smallest one, says pray for the unnoticed poor, abused or deprived. Some people does not have the opportunity that we all have, so we need to help them in prayer. If you know, notice or see around you that some people need our help, we pray for them. Those children that have been abused somewhere, well, that we cannot even see them, you can pray in your own way, in your quiet room. Pray for them, intercede for them, and then the Lord will hear our prayers in the name of Jesus. If you want me to recap on this prayer hand, we can do it again. It says your thumb is the closest finger to your heart, which means pray for friends and family. And your pointer finger is the index finger, which means pray for those who point you to the truth, those that inspire you and minister to you, that which means those that has introduced you to Jesus Christ, those that show you the way, or you know, you pray for them as well. And your tallest finger, which is the middle finger, it says pray for leadership of the church and government. Like we have a prime minister or any president in any country, they all need our prayers as well. Pray for them. And then your general overseer, your church leader, your pastors, or any leader in your church, pray for them as well. And then the next one is the ring finger, which is the weakest finger. It says pray for those in trouble and in pain. Pray for everybody, those ones that you can see them, that they have so many things that they are dealing with. Pray for them as well. Those ones that are in pain or they are in their sick bed, they have no energy any longer to do anything. All you have to do for them is to intercede for them. Pray for them as well. And the smallest finger, it says, pray for the unnoticed poor, abused and deprived. Some people, some children, or some people are going through abuse that they cannot even come out and say to anyone. Some people, they are poor. They don't even have food to eat. Just pray for them that God should bless them, that the Lord should raise helper for them to bless them in the mighty name of Jesus. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. Amen.